Oscar had an Uncle Bobby, looked after him, who's with us tonight. I'd like you all to meet his Uncle Bobby, Cephas Johnson.
First, let me thank Allen Temple for allowing us to have this here. And as Shanta said, this is just the beginning. You know, the race is into the swift, but it's to endures. And that's what it's about today. A brand new beginning. Well, thank you. Thank you. Jack, thank you. You know, God works in mysterious ways, and I have to say this, you know, when it first occurred, Jack said, hey, is it okay if I talk about what's happening? And I said, okay. Because I wasn't in no type of emotional condition to express how I felt about his death. That gave me some time to think about what had happened, you know, and to look at the community that has risen up to this horrendous act and take a look at all the lives that has been lost unjustly behind the same cause. It's time for us as a community to stand up. You know, change is about to occur. You know, I speak mainly for myself and my experience with my nephew, but also on behalf of my family, Oscar's immediate family. Oscar loved people, and he has a big family. It's not just about his immediate family, but it's about Oscar's acquired family in his life. Well, let me tell you about me and Oscar. At 12:49, New Year's Day, approximately an hour before Oscar was killed, I texted him. My wife and I had went to church to bring in the New Year, decided to go to breakfast, sat out, and was eating, and he came on my heart. You know, so let me text Oscar, see how he's doing. And I text Oscar with these words: Happy New Year, I love you, God loves you, and God loves your family. I thank God today for him putting Oscar on my spirit so that I can share them words with him. You know, a little history about Oscar. Oscar was brought up in a Christian school. Very smart kid. He was a leader then. I mean, you know, Oscar was my first nephew. And because he didn't have his father around, I felt obligated to be a dad to him. You know, because the family that we have, I have to say, my uncles were good to me. So I've had some good examples. And I just wanted to give back. You know, a good example of a father is looking at Jack. You know, we have to stand up and be uncles and fathers and big brothers to these youngsters today. You know, and so I shared with Oscar my life and the mistakes that I've made, things that he needed to do to become a better person. And that's how we lived, and that's how our relationship was. Taught Oscar how to play chess. You know, Oscar in church, we grew up in Palmer Hill Baptist Church. Sister Church Dallas Temple. We've come over here many years playing in the gymnasium that Allen Temple has, watching Oscar run up and down that court. You know, Oscar was a leader in church. Now, I'm no public speaker. I'm no ordained minister or minister. You know, I am not well in public speaking. Let me tell you something about Oscar. He wouldn't have had no problems in doing this. He would lead the church in prayer. Oscar was just extraordinary. I mean, that boy had a gift. And it was that gift of love. Everybody loved him. He allowed us to understand what the prodigal son is about. You know, many of us might not know what this parable that God talked about in his word about the prodigal son, but Oscar was that prodigal son. You know, I'm not perfect, and no man or woman on earth is perfect. We all have our mistakes that we make. As someone said earlier, you may fall down, but he knew how to get back up and turn a bad situation into a positive thing. That was Oscar. He'd done that all his life. And when he was making a change, I shouldn't say when he was making a change, because Oscar had been making a change all his life. You know, when we take a look at his friends, Oscar loved people. He had white friends, Hispanic friends, black friends. You just name it. Oscar loved people. He was very special. But in this challenge of life and the mistakes that we make, when he came back home, we had a talk. And he said, you know, things are going to get better for me. And as I stood back and I looked at him and I watched his life, because, you know, we can talk, but it's about how we live. I could see nothing but major, great changes taking place in Oscar's life. Oscar worked every day. Oscar loved his daughter. Oscar loved his extended family. Someone talked about protection. Like Jack said, Oscar, he just loved watching over everybody. Grandpa, you know, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. You know, he was that type of kid that had nothing but leadership skills, love in his heart, and compassion for people. He was so close to me that he was my best man in my wedding. And I have a son, two sons. And my oldest son and him was arguing about who was going to hold the ring. You know, one got the wife ring, one got the husband ring. So that was settled. And while we got married in Vegas, but while we was in Vegas, Oscar had, you know, my wife have a family. You know, my wife was born and raised in Las Vegas, so, you know, she has family there. Well, her brother, was like distant cousin, Anthony, became Oscar's partner in Vegas, so we took Oscar a couple of times to Vegas. But anyway, they were real good friends. What I'm getting at is that while he was in Vegas, everybody asked about him when he left. Where is that Oscar at? I mean, he touched lives. And his good friend Anthony also was murdered. That was Oscar's partner in Vegas. You know, I don't know what that means yet, but I'm sure God is going to reveal some stuff to me as this thing goes on. You know, but I can just look at what he has done for me. You know, thank you for that slideshow. You know, this is a challenge, because today, by being here, is really a step forward. It's an emotional challenge. You know, because the reality of it is, I'm angry. There were many nights I couldn't sleep, eat. You know, I have some resentments that came up. But it's how I deal with them. And today, I'm beginning to see for me and how to deal with some of these issues is to begin to talk about it. You know, the opportunity to talk about who Oscar is in his life gives some freedom to the pain. You know, I can't do nothing but just thank God for allowing me to be able to speak before he was killed. You know, I tried to put down a few things to remember to talk about Oscar's life, because I know when I sit down, I'm going to be like, I should have shared this, and I should have shared that, and I should have shared this. You know, but whatever comes up is coming from my heart. You know. God has done something special for me with Oscar. Oscar has a nephew named Leroy. You've seen him in the picture, Oscar holding him. That's Oscar's first nephew. And I remember telling Oscar, be good to your nephew like your uncle was good to you. Don't worry about it, Uncle. I got it. And the strangest thing happened, you know, for me in this relationship with Oscar. Right before Christmas, little Leroy asked for the first time, could I come over and spend the night with you, Uncle Bobby? I said, yeah. So my best friend and his son, Ronnie, and Leroy I picked up. And he did everything Oscar did when Oscar spent that time with me at his age. And I mean, I was just overtaken with emotion. And ever since that visit, every time Leroy sees me, he says, can I come over and spend the night with your Uncle Bobby? The exact same thing Oscar would say. He has given me Oscar in spirit through Leroy. I'm telling you, it's just unreal. It brings chills to my body when I think about this relationship me and Leroy have developed. But the lesson for me is to be even a better uncle to Leroy. The message to all us men in here is to be better uncles, fathers, big brothers. Oscar is not gone. As we can see, his spirit is still here. And it will be here. Oscar's been changing many things all his life, and he's still changing things right now. We are a family of faith. We stand on God's word, and we believe and trust God that justice will be served.
That's right.
Faith without action is dead. This is an opportunity for us as a community, as a body of Christ-like people, to do Christ-like things. We don't have to tear down no buildings to speak loud. We don't have to break nobody's car windows to speak loud. By being here, we're speaking loud. Many of you didn't know Oscar personally, but as you can see, there's been some things shared about Oscar that have given you some insight of who he is. Take that and take a look at your nephews, your nieces, and give them love, and tell them you love them, hold them, kiss them, because we don't know the hour or the time when things will change. I was blessed to have that moment to share with them that I love them. I can go on. And I can dig in my heart for many other experiences that me and Oscar shared, but I'll leave you with this one. Our youngsters look up to us. Our nephews look up to us. Our nieces look up to us. And the things that you do, they see. This is a funny experience, but you know what? I've learned from it. When Oscar was very young, I would pick him up and burn rubber in my car. He loved it. And I loved his smile when I did it. But the lesson that I learned from that was that he loved doing it too. My sisters say, that's where he got it from. So you hear what I'm saying? Live right. Teach them right. And they will live right. I just thank God for the life that I've had with Oscar. I thank God for the time that God allowed him to be in our lives as a people. A change is about to occur. And we could be a part of that. He said, history is in the making, and it's beginning now.